Sandwich County Board of County Commissioners, County Commissioner Special Meeting Agenda. I call this meeting to order. Commissioner Haas, would you please lead us in the invocation?
Sure, can you hear me?
Yes.
Dear Lord, so many are frustrated and angry. Many feel helpless, fearful, and like they have no control. Lord God, you see every need and know every wrong. Please guide us through these troubling times. Lord, we humble ourselves before you and ask you to end this pandemic. Help all those in need and give them strength. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Commissioner Felix Lopez, would you please lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Haas?
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Here. Approval of the agenda. We have any changes or anything, Phil?
No, Commissioner, we don't.
Entertain a motion?
Make a motion to accept the agenda. Second.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Consideration of minutes.
Commissioner, there'll be no minutes or correspondences, no public comment was signed up, no presentation, maybe elected officials update if any of them want to. We've got Donna, or Treasurer Donna Leonetti on the phone and Clerk Assistant Joseph Messis.
Okay, thank you. So I guess we could start with correspondence for commissioners or anything from our commissioners. Commissioner Felix Lopez, do you have anything?
Well, I want to share this money over from the dollar statewide conference call, and on this particular phone call, they have representatives from city, PHE, from Department of Labor, basically all the executive agencies from the governor's office, and I was able to post a couple of questions, just a little more guidance and direction. They answered the questions, one of them being the executive orders that were issued on the 26th of, or was it the 27th of April, and obviously at this point in time, the governor and his team is going into a lot of data assessing if they're going to revisit those executive orders before the expiration of 30 days. So nothing specific. That was a very interesting phone call that I listened to, and that, you know, it's being held every week, every Wednesday. That was a lot of questions from other counties. What's happening? Some of the counties. There was one of the counties that submitted a question. Then the variance several days ago. We haven't receive a response. So I think at this point in time, the governor and team are probably getting a little bit swamped with a lot of requests as people are getting antsy and ready to move on to whatever phase we're going to be seeing on the next executive order. So interesting meeting. That's my report.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Haas.
I also had a meeting. I sat in on the Action 22 board meeting, and they had a JBC consultant on there. And one of the interesting notes that I was able to take was that they expect a $350 to $900 million deficit in the budget. The budget was 98% when it was written, and they expect a $3.2 billion deficit this following year, with a $7 billion deficit for the upcoming 7 years. So the ones that there's going to be some departments that are going to see cuts, and it looked like education is going to take one of the biggest hits, and so will DNR and DOLA. So some interesting news that I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's all for my report.
Thank you, Commissioner. I spoke with the Veronica Mays. We're doing some homework to see how much the AAA program is going to be affected by our seniors exemption tax being cut, and how the program was set up for last year's monies. The year before was $15 million to be spread out, $3 million a year over 5 years. The first $3 million came in. Don't know about the rest of it. And then moving forward for 2019 or 2020, there was $16 million put aside for AAA to be dispersed over a number of years. That is going to be completely gone. So we could be up to $29 million out of AAA funding for the state with this pandemic that's hit us. So if we can add that to Mr. Holtorf, Phil, and get that number to him, we're looking for probably $29 million, 28 to $29 million in deficit for AAA for our counties. And I do have some good news. I just was able to let the Council of the Government's building. I signed off on the Beal grant that was awarded to us for our early learning centers for Huerfano and Los Animas counties in the amount of $55,000. So good job, Walt Bolden and Deb Hartman, for getting that accomplished for Council of Governments. So that's all I've got for right now, other than the all plethora of meetings we're all attending via phone and Zoom. So I will ask if there's any elected officials that now would like to comment.
To Representative Esgar. And she sent me a copy of that, and I'm forwarding that to our Representative Holtorf on the AAA program. And she's outlining all of the possible things that are going to be happening in the future. So he'll support that. He'll have a copy of that. I'll forward that here soon.
Yeah, thank you. Veronica sent that this morning. I haven't had a chance to review it yet. So, but thank you. I think I have the letter from Esgar. But yeah, please send that. Any elected official, Donna, would you like to chime in here?
I don't know. We already distributed our senior exemption in April, which has been wonderful for our seniors here, so that would really hurt. I think our Los Animas County must us and the rest of the other 63 counties to lose that. But on the up note, on collections between last year at the end of April to this year at the end of April, we're only down 2.1%, which is really good. So we've been pretty much on tack on collections.
Great, thank you. Anything else, Donna?
No, I was just working trying to work on our counters to get that situated. I think they're going to, well, we got the estimates in. Let's just put it that way. So hopefully we'll be up next to get that started.
Hey, thank you.
For the shield, yeah.
Yeah, I seen that. Uh-huh. I believe I signed off on that one already, Donna. I'm not sure if the rest of the board's had a chance to look at it.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Anything from the clerk's office?
Yeah, this is Joseph. Can you hear me?
Yes, Joseph. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
It's fine.
Yeah, no, definitely. Just a couple of updates. Our security upgrades for the COVID, we should have those upgrades completed probably Tuesday or Wednesday. So we're coming quite along. The office is looking good with the new upgrades. And again, I do expect to have that complete by Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. So that's a good thing. Our scanning, the scanning portion of our phase one ARCA search project was completed. They were out at the fairgrounds doing that for several weeks, and that's completed, and they're taking the digitization records back to their home office to get started on that. And later in the month, we've got a person from there that's going to be picking up our aperture cards for phase two. So we're moving along with that. We expect the whole project, the new website with everything, probably in December or January, once it's all completed and all the work done. But we're moving forward with that. We did hire a new employee. Her name is Jessica Curro, and she was hired, and she's in training and doing great. Our drop boxes and the online and mail platforms are all working pretty good. We've got a good intake of renewals and vehicle services going, along with recording. And now election, we do have the primary June 30th. I was talking with Kim Chavez about that. We do have to allow people to access the elections office from June 22nd through June 30th. So we're working on devising the exact protocols that we're going to use for that, you know, with limiting access to one or two people at a time. But we do, and we are going to have access, and that the state's still going along with the idea that we do have to have people access the voter office for changes and all that. Although we've had the Chronicle and the radio station running things saying, please try to make plans to get your addresses and everything corrected, so you just get your mail ballot and vote your mail ballot. So that's the big thing we're pushing. But for those that do have a problem or need changes, we are going to have to open from the 22nd through the 30th. But we've got plans in place and working on more on how to handle all that. So I think that's what's going on with our office.
I have a question, Joseph. When the ARCUS phase two starts, will they need our North Hall once again? And if they do, we need to make sure that communication gets with Brandy Bowman, so we don't double book that if.
Yeah, the phase two is all aperture cards. So actually, they'll just be picking up a set of the aperture cards. So it won't involve them using any facilities, which is good. They're the aperture card, so it'll just be one gentleman stopping here and packing up cards and taking them with him.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Anyone else?
Thanks for giving me a little bit of a tour yesterday. That was incredible. What you're doing is very, very up to the times that we're being challenged with. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, any other elected official? Hey, any unfinished business? I believe Mr. Ornkamp said no. On to new business. Discussion and consideration of Courthouse Phase 2 Improvements Consultants RFQ. Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioners, before is proposed RFQ/RFP to help us select a design build firm for our Courthouse Phase 2 improvements. Those improvements that consist of electrical upgrades, telephone upgrades. On the telephone, we're going to go from the hardwire system we have now to a voice over IP, or at least that's our goal. And then also window replacements throughout the courthouse. Total budget for the work is $1,284,000, $500,000 of it underfunded. Grants, $648,000 energy impact assistance fund grants. And $136,000 county cash. In addition to that, the county will be putting in $12,000 worth of in-kind. And those RFP applications that the board will be deciding on are due back to us by May 26th. So I'd ask the board to approve this. And I believe Attorney Nelson's reviewed it and got most everything ironed out, I think, that she wanted done.
Counselor, do you have anything to add?
Phil's correct. I've reviewed it, requested a few changes, and Weston did that for us. I think Phil highlighted in the email to everyone just the final question on the last page, that item J. It's just a personal preference of the commissioners if they want that left in or not. I really advise you could do it either way. I don't know that it's necessarily necessary for us, but that piece is up to the commissioners. The rest of it, I have no concerns or questions with.
Any questions from the board?
Mr. Doran Kemp, would you read item J for the rest of the commissioners, please?
It's under Section 8, Owner Rights and Procurement Conditions, Item J. Approve or disapprove of the use of particular sub-consultants, subcontractors, or key team members, and or substitutions and or changes of sub-consultants, subcontractors, or key team members for those identified in the SOQ or proposal. Such approval or disapproval shall not be unnecessarily exercised. So it gives the board, as Pam alluded to, the opportunity to approve or disapprove of any subconsultants, subcontractors, or key team members.
Okay, and then my, thank you. That's, I think that actually benefits and protects the project, the county, from ending up with less workmanship, even though we're going to have the punch list at the end of the project, and they would have to comply. And then in addition to that, I thank you for mentioning earlier, Mr. Doran Kemp, that we usually keep the contingency. Is it 10% that we usually hold back?
I think by statute we can only hold 5, but I'll have to look that up again. But we will hold back the maximum allowed by statute.
Very good. Why an RFQ and not an RFP?
It's kind of a combination of the two. Top portion, or the first portion of the RFQ, is an RFQ, and then the latter portion is an RFP, where we actually get fees, etc.
I see that. So yeah, just simply have a little bit of a question mark.
Okay.
Any other questions or concerns? I entertain a motion at this time.
I make a motion to approve the request for qualifications for design field services for the courthouse.
And Commissioner, the move includes keeping item J in the document?
That would be my motion, yes.
Second.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Financial matters, acting as capacity as a Board of Human Services. Ms. Coberly.
I'm sorry, I don't know what we have for DHS. What do we have?
Commissioners,
I think we just...
I don't think we have anything.
That is just the standard agenda. That's
just a heading, Commissioner, there, an item that I didn't take out. But there's no services financials.
Thank you for that. Item 10, executive session. The board will meet under executive session under CRS 24-6-4024B, conferring with the county attorney for the purposes of receiving legal advice on specific legal questions. Item A, commissioner authority during an emergency. I hear a motion.
Motion to go into executive.
We have a motion.
That was a motion.
Right here, second.
Yeah.
Commissioner Pete Sopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Sopez?
Yes, and thank you, everyone, and happy Mother's Day. Hope you all have a great weekend. Thank you.
And Commissioner,
10 minute reset, then we'll go ahead.
The email I sent out, we'll be using the second link, the one from Cisco WebEx.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to have a